All right, where are you going in your business? Where are you going? If you don't already have a copy of the Daily Sheet in the Fight Planner, go to contractorfight.com/plan, download it, print it, and fill this fucker out. But where are you going? The top of the right side of the sheet says this quarter's main goal. This quarter's main goal. Sadly, many of you are in the same damn spot you were a year ago or 5 years ago. Your income hasn't gone up at all. In fact, it might have gone down. And you're too fucking busy blaming the government, who the president is, fucking corona, cheap labor, unlicensed guys, all this other stuff. But I would beg to differ, fellas. I personally believe that if you're in the same spot, if you're stuck, then you are not consistently putting your sights on the right target in your business, or you're changing your target all the time, right? You set a goal, you're all fired up about it, and then you're not disciplined on it. You don't focus on it. You don't track it, whatever. And then you lose focus and you start another goal, another different route that you're going. So the quarterly goal is nothing more than this, guys. You got to have big picture goals here. Where are we going in our life? Where do I want my business to be in 10 years? And I want you to project out, where do you want to be in 10 years? And then you reverse engineer it. Well, if I'm going to be there in 10 years, where do I got to be in 3 years? If I'm going to be there in 3 years, where do I got to be in 1 year? And in order to hit a one-year goal or target, okay, I like the word target because it's like I either hit the fucker or I didn't, right? Then I go, what needs to happen? Now I got to break this thing down into bite-sized chunks. So for instance, if you want to grow your business by, you know, you want to do $1 million in sales in the year, you got to average $250,000 a quarter in sales. If you want to do $100,000 of profit, net profit in your pocket above your salary in your pocket each year, this year, then you got to average $25,000 a quarter, okay, of net profit. And that could be your quarterly goal. Maybe your quarterly goal is like, hey, what's, I like setting my goals where, what's the thing that fucking domino that I hit over that's going to affect a lot of other things? For some, it might be hiring a right-hand guy to really take some pressure off you. Okay, so guys, it's important that you break down those bigger goals and those annual goals into a quarterly goal so that, and then you measure it, okay? You measure and you track it. So for instance, if your goal is, you know, $50,000 in profit this quarter, well, then every fucking week you need to sit down and go, how much profit did we get this week? How much profit did we get this week? What's our net profit this week? What's our, those called KPIs, key performance indicators. Okay. So that quarterly goal should drive all now your actions. And so on the Fight Planner sheet, you'll see today's three actions. Those three actions are designed to get you to the quarterly goal. And what's really cool about that, if you got roughly 90 days in a quarter, last I checked, give or take a day, right? Well, if I'm taking three actions a day, I'm taking 270 actions in a focused laser-like direction towards my quarterly goal. And you think with that sort of focus and commitment, you're not going to hit your fucking goals? You're crazy. Actually, you're not going to hit your goals. You're probably going to surpass your goals. So today's, you know, efficiency, effectiveness challenge here for you guys is to make sure that you set a kick-ass quarterly goal that supports where you want to go in the future. And then map out those daily actions every single day and check those damn boxes. Do those things as early in the day as you can when your brain is at its highest power. You rock. All right, business tip. Guys, you got to create content every damn day of the week. Tom, how do I get work? What do I do for business? I'm just starting a business. Well, I don't know how to get my phone to ring. I'm in business 3 years, business 7 years. I've been in business 15 years. I got an email from a guy who's been in business like 18 years, and he still hasn't done more than $250,000 a year in fucking sales as a painting contractor. Okay. I don't know the guy. Never talked to the guy. He's like, why can't I get over this hump? I'll tell you why. Because he's not fucking marketing his business. Because he had a link to his website, and I went to his website, which was a fucking piece of shit brochure from like 1941, and it didn't speak to anything of value. It wasn't optimized. His social media channels suck, non-existent, on and on and on and on. Although that's not the point of this little tip here today, guys. The tip is this. If you want to grow your damn business and you want to outlive your competition, then create fucking content. You have all this knowledge in your head, all this wisdom. How many times a year do you answer a question? Okay. Well, every damn question you get in the painter's case. Should I use flat or eggshell paint? Create a fucking video on it. How do I prepare a room for painting? Create a fucking video and a blog post on it. How much does it cost to paint a house? Create a fucking blog post and make a video on it. This is the day and age we live in. If you are not willing to do the shit that's relevant today in your fucking marketing, you deserve to die and end up on a gurney and be wheeled out while your competition outlives you. Imagine those of you, because I know there's thousands of you, okay? There's tens of thousands that listen to this show, and there's thousands of you that for years have been hearing me say create fucking content, and you still haven't done it. Well, imagine if you would have planted that motherfucking tree 3 years ago when the first time I said it was, and you'd been consistent with it week in and week out. You think your fucking website wouldn't be optimized like a motherfucker right now? You think your phone wouldn't be ringing off the hook? Because I'll tell you, the people that we work with in the fight who do the shit that we coach them to do, they fucking can't keep up right now. And they're knocking it out of the park. GCs, remodelers, flooring guys, painters, landscapers, window people. They're knocking it out of the park, selling work at 50, 60, 65% fucking gross profit because their only solution to keep up is to sell less projects. So they charge more. And then the cool thing is they get to add more value to people and roll out the red carpet. And it all started because they were serious about creating motherfucking content. I'm out.